As we receive light, as we open up to our Holy Communion, so remember, we're opening up to our holy vision. This is our higher self. So we want to remember that we're allowing free passage, we're allowing free guidance. In other words, as good as our mental chatterbox knows, as good as our linear self has figured things out, there is more and more to come because we're moving into a liberation place of existence. So liberation is aligning with truth beyond the broken trespass. So this is where we are still believing in limited obligation, separation, projection of guilt. So this is a preview of what's to come as we will proceed with like inheritance. Like inheritance is we're being bestowed, we're being offered, we're being advanced. So imagine like, here's $1,000 advance, here are the advance tickets. So what we want to receive right now is this willingness, this feeling of this openness, of this spaciousness, of this invitation for excellent arrival. Excellent arrival is we've been expected all this time, because as we came through in fellowship, as we came through in this early engagement, we're here to unlock the doors. So just imagine that we've got the keys, we've got the hall pass to secret treasures of delight. The treasures of delight is not in the singular, it's in the plural, because we're bringing forth advanced treasure, we're bringing forth the Christ mercy, we're bringing forth new availability. So we're learning to create with light, we're learning to create with grace. Now that grace is very, very essential, because we're not creating out of old beliefs, we're creating out of benevolence. We're creating out of substantial understanding. So the understanding is, remember, standing other under our higher self. And as we will bring forth the dictation, so the dictation is the energy, the offering that's being submitted by our higher counsel. So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive this endurance, the endurance is, there's more and more and more to come as we will come upon our own refinement. Our refinement is allowing ourselves to receive grace. It's allowing ourselves to receive liftoff. It's allowing ourselves to receive our holy matrimony. So our holy matrimony is alignment with our divine feminine or divine masculine, because it's with that balanced consent. It's having the wisdom. It's having the divine will in its relevant placement. So holding that baton, holding that agreement, we bring forth required revelation. So each of us are learning to come into balance. Each of us are opening. Just imagine you had storage bins or whatever, and you just haven't opened them yet. And it's like, oh, well, what did I put in here? I can't remember. So this is what we're aligning with. We're aligning. So we want to have this sense of more. We want to have this sense of graduation where we're opening up to our natural occurrence. We're opening up to our natural self. So as we will seek, as we will self-promote, so you just want to imagine that there's more. There's more placement, there's more grace, there's more provisions. So we want to get into this energy, this expectation of expansion, expansion and arrival. So the arrival is the quickening of allowance that's due each and every breath, each and every turnstile. So this isn't just about, well, I'm waiting for my windfall, well, I'm waiting for my miracle. We are the creator being, so we're creating those miracles with like assurance. So in each moment, so just imagine that in each moment, there are two frequency alignments for every decision. They're saying for every plural, but they mean like you have decisions. Decision out of ego, out of fear, decision out of light. So as we will breathe a sigh of relief, we're advancing our treasures. So in other words, we're consenting to our riches. We're consenting to our true self. We're consenting to our holy arrival. So the arrival is what is set to go. We want to feel that. We really want to feel that this advancement is taking place in the now moment. Not after you finish the Course in Miracles another year, not after you finish that course, in the now moment, because we're adjusting to our new tomorrow. Remember, the ascended earth is already in place. Our ascended grace is already ascribed. So we're adjusting. So just imagine there being like multiple parallel realities, because there are. There are, side by side, as we will quicken our presence. So we are opening to our new realization. We're opening to our new seeking. So when they say opening to our new seeking, what we're seeking is, of course, is seeking us. So what we're learning to do is to surrender to grace. We're surrendering to a higher allowance, a higher occurrence. So we want to feel this energy and feel the allowance, feel the stirring, feel the ripening, because this is what's going to take us abroad. This is what is going to help us to leave our past gesturing. So things that we have acquired, they're saying concrete obligations. So these are the old beliefs. And so when I see this, I see all of everybody in like a higher awareness. And just imagine you're like so much larger than the facts and figures in your life. And so it's like you're just taking one giant leap over the whole thing. The whole thing. Because you're stepping out of the old alliance and permitting that windfall occurrence. So windfall sounds very nice. Windfall is there's more energy to use. There's more like higher intelligence. In other words, who we are outside of the old belief system. So as we will receive our true treasures, if they've said treasures once, they've said it like 10 times now, as we will receive the true treasures. So when they keep saying treasures, I keep seeing the jewel and the lotus. So again, it's our higher heart. It's the truth of self. It's the truth of self. So we want to like keep expanding in terms of our riches, to keep realizing that as we adore ourselves, as we open up to new understandings, new placements, new configurations. When I say configurations, I have the infinity symbol that is right. It's like hovering over the third eye. It's just kind of hovering. And the reason being, now it's constructed of light. It's just, when I say light, it's not like our light bulbs. It's like the most brilliant white, but not like the white like our paint. It's just just the most gorgeous white. So the point is, this is God's energy. This is God's energy, and we want to remember it's not God's energy separate from us, because we are divine. We are divinity itself. That this is our true placement. This is our true inheritance. This is our truth. So as we will align with our freedom, freedom is we're moving into new realities. So as we adjust, as we perform our gracious procedure, so this is stepping forward. We create our new adventure, because now ideas that come to us where we'll see the same thing, but suddenly we'll see it in a new way. And it's like, it was right in front of me. I didn't see it before, because everything is consciousness. And as we align with our true engagement, our true witnessing, we break through, because we see what we couldn't see before out of our lower standing. So this is how we arrive at our destiny, because we open up to the possibility within our own makeup, within our own framework. we then for transfer the results. In other words, we're co-creating our existence. And so now we're saying yes to those manifestations, where when we do the affirmation over and over, and it's like, why isn't it taking? Why isn't it taking? Because it's waiting for placement. It's waiting for crystallization. It's waiting for the true realization of that which we are. So they're saying slumber not, but breathe a sigh of relief into your new tomorrow. When I said breathe a sigh of relief, I literally had like our master self, like blowing air, but it's like the channels of our mind. Our mind actually are like in wind channels. It's not like our brain. And it's like blowing the new currency. So remember, we think of currency as greenback. We think of money. Currency is energy. Currency is our consent in our riches, in our good standing, in our evolved placement. So we want to receive these energies through and through. In other words, allow all to be stirred. Allow all to be stirred. You may be looking for a breakthrough at work, but really, work is the same frequency as your personal relationship. So it's like, why isn't work working? Well, we have to clean something up in your personal relationship so that you come to understand your power. So we see it as a division. I need help with this area of my life. It's all your frequency. It's all your alerted status. So as we will receive true consent, when I said true consent, it's like we're signing. Like, you know, like as if you're signing for a package. So we're receiving our true memory, our true intelligence. So again, allow yourselves to be stirred. Allow for new tomorrow. Allow for new placement. So what's going to occur in like in a future sense? So this could be tomorrow, this could be next week, could be next month, is already here. It's already here. So we want to remember that we receive things. It still seems to come to us in a linear focus, but that our imagining, our totality of direction and claim, we're claiming it now. So in essence, we're ordering it. And so then all the steps that are needed for us to come through and through, in other words, to hold it vibrationally, are brought forth. It's sort of like we call it forth. So what we're receiving, maybe it's a month, maybe it's 2 months, is now ready. So we've said yes now. Again, because they're saying time is so liberal, in other words, it's very flexible. It's just a construct. Even when we say 2 months, it really has to do with our readiness. So what you may be ready for in 2 months, they're saying by and by, why not next week? We decide. We decide. So they're saying like, come early, come often, come regularly. Come early, come often, come regularly. In other words, every time we turn our attention to our higher awareness, every time we draw a breath in our new placement, we go to our storehouse of love. Now that love is very important because the currency, in order to receive our gifting, we have to see ourselves in worthy value. So a lot of the daily messages are like, know your worth and value, worthy value. Receiving yourself in your true nature is receiving yourself in your innocence, the truth of self. So this whole world that's going to go by and by, this whole world is a projection of guilt. So when we take on the ego, we take on that mass belief system. And we all have places where it kind of got a little sticky and we're still like a little stuck in a temporary enforcement. So temporary enforcement is It's like going through like the jungle or going through murky water, and you temporarily get seaweed on your legs. It doesn't mean it's there permanently. It means it's on there until you relieve yourself. Until you relieve yourself. Until you adjust accordingly. So if you're like, your camping group's like, okay, we're ready. And it's like, one moment, please, I got some seaweed on my leg. Now that sounds kind of like easy, because it is easy. This is what we're coming to understand. But it requires our application, our dutiful appliance, because again, if I don't bend down and relieve myself of that seaweed, well, it'll be with me all day. So we want to attend to our forever placement, who we are in our eternal grace. This is why we're here in this lifetime, in this incarnation, to introduce truth, to relieve ourselves of polarization, to leave 3D. So as we adopt our new lifestyle, as we adopt our holy remembrance, so the holy remembrance is the truth of self in all places, in all moments, whatever is occurring is bringing us upward. It's either bringing us grace or it's showing us where we still believe in lack. So the energies that are stirring are bringing us closer and closer to our true commitment. They're giving us ease. So when you see that old belief, it's like, oh, I get it. I get it. Let me no longer slumber. So the energies are self-activating. So in other words, it's here for the taking as we consent. So we're going to see this by and by, meaning like over the course of hours, days, weeks. You're going to see where you're wearing clothes that are outdated, beliefs, attitudes, no longer serving. So instead of just being lost, just going round and round, we have that high leverage. That's what the energies are supporting us in being able to see truth, observation, igniting force. So we want to remember that all is supporting our establishment. So the Great White Brotherhood and all that are included, and they're saying, and there are many, wink, wink, meaning that there are aspects of ourselves, our higher selves, that are in holy placement. So we're not looking at masters that are somehow separate from us. They're saying we're visited by our own kind, meaning that aspect of self that already knows, that has already arrived, that's guiding us with true commitment. So the more that we feel that our higher awareness has a ready lesson plan, has all that is affording us new availability, as we will consent, as we will stir ourselves in new foundation. So again, leaving the old, opening to the new, and remember the parallel realities. So kind gesturing, hop, skip, and a jump, ease. As we will offer ourselves a new tomorrow. Let us receive with holy allowance, allowing yourself. They're showing me a dove with the olive branch. And this is what is taking place within our own courtesy. Within our own courtesy. Let us receive.